Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to get into the last part of our program about Rick Joyner's book. He wrote a book called The Harvest 5 years ago. It was a prophetic.
25?
Yep, 25. This is 25 anniversary edition I'm holding here. And the book was based upon a vision, a dream, I believe, that he was given by the Lord. And many of the prophetic things the Lord showed him have come to pass, a great majority of them. This book was, before it was decided to be printed, was translated by many people and is rapidly went across the world just by people just printing them and sending them out. And so they were kind of forced to put it into a book format, but it wasn't the original, I don't believe, the original intent. But chapter 10 is what we want to just focus a little bit on, and it has to do with persecution. And one of the things that Rick says about persecution and the coming persecution is that persecution has been common throughout church history. And he says that God allows it. God allows it for the purifying of his people and their martyrdom, which is one of the ultimate honors for his people. I mean, to be martyred is actually a gift. That's to die for being a Christian. Mm-hmm. And many have. Many have. He continues to say that the kind of persecution that took place during the 1930s and 1940s in Germany, which was considered one of the most civilized and brilliant and cultured nations at that time, was directed at non-compromising Christians as well as Jews. The kind of madness that broke out overnight in Rwanda, considered the most peaceful nation in Africa at that time, will become frequent this type of persecution as we get closer to the end of the age. He says Christians should not be caught off guard by the increase of violence and persecution, but should know that every one of these will ultimately result in the great victory for the gospel. And that's important, because if you don't understand, you know, that persecution is going to come, if you don't understand that you're going to be targeted, and if you think that your persecution is a defeat, this is not going to be good. Understand that Jesus holds the keys of victory. He conquered hell, death, and the grave, mm-hmm. and that we're more than victorious, more than conquerors. We are overcomers, and we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of his testimony. So listen, everything is Father filtered. You know what I mean? You just want to be able to stand in the day of persecution. And he goes on to say in a section talking about the need for discernment, which is a great need for the church today. He says every highly visible Christian leader will be a sure target for attacks. In many cases, even when all of the evidence of immoral or unethical behavior by a Christian appears irrefutable, this will often be the result of entrapment, and the accused will be innocent. And so, pay attention. Mm. Likewise, some of those who will appear as champions of righteousness by exposing others in order to cleanse the temple will be deceivers themselves, who will actually have helped to set up entrapments that to have brought fabrications against Christian leaders. Almost kind of what we're seeing in this movie, the persecuted.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely don't want to be used with a religious spirit to take somebody down. I mean, it's happened many times before, but you don't want to be the one on the inside like a Judas with a key to, you know, let people in.
Right.
It says every Christian leader is on Satan's hit list. If you did not know that, not just Christian leader, but every Christian is on Satan's hit list, and the more visible a leader is, the higher up the list they will be. Those who are not specifically leaders may also be on it. Some who have made mistakes in their past, which were exposed, he goes on to say, they'll just begin to twist these things out. And one of the things you see in Rules for Radical Saul Alinsky's book that he wrote about these 13 tactics, one of them is to use the law, use their own law against them. And you see that a lot. These rules for radicals are not just used for government purposes, But you can see this in corporate America. You can see these demonic strategies being employed against the Christian employee that says, you know, I'm a Christian. Eventually it comes out that that person's a Christian. And then those that that are used by the enemy will begin to try to use biblical standards that they themselves won't submit to, that they themselves won't honor in their own life, mm-hmm. but they'll try to hold a Christian to every single thing written in the Bible. Now, certainly that's our heart's desire to do so, but we are, you know, we're not infallible. Jesus is. We're not, as Christians, perfect. He's perfect. We make mistakes, but they'll try to keep pushing. Well, doesn't the Bible say? Doesn't the Bible say? And at every moment trying to target you and marginalize you and push you out. And this happens quite frequently mm-hmm. in corporate America. And if you don't know that there's a strategy being waged against you, you're going to respond in an inappropriate way. There is so much to talk about in this chapter, and we want to make sure that we get more to it on the next programs. But understand that this is all part of the process that God wants to bring us victorious through this. And persecution is one really major thing. It does a lot of things, but it causes us to be humble. Mm-hmm. And those that are humble cry out to God. Those that are humble seek the Lord. Hey, don't falter in your day of testing. Don't falter in the moment of persecution. Understand that it has a purpose. In your humility, in that opportunity to be humble, cry out to God. Seek His wisdom. Stand firm. Stand strong. Don't sell another believer out. Stand for the Lord. Be willing to stick, stay and stand, even when it stinks, and watch the great deliverer of your soul open doors and unlock prisons to set you free.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.